The accustomed dates of visiting the grave of a deceased relative. Part 2. Taken from our Sefer, The Laws and Customs of Mourning, Volume 2, Chapter 31, Halacha 3. So in the previous lesson on this subject, we explained the custom of visiting the grave at the end of the Shiva, on the eighth day for those who do a Kamas Matseva, at the end of Shleishim, and now we will continue with other dates that apply afterwards. So between the Shleishim and until the end of the 12th month, we do not visit the gravesite. Now some take this to mean, not that it's prohibited to visit the gravesite, but that there is no specific date to visit. So you're basically off duty from visitations between the Shleishim until the end of the 12 months. However, others take this to mean that you literally are not to visit the gravesite. And so indeed is the custom of many, as recorded in the Torah in the name of the Kolboy, the Maram Mibrisk, Mishmer Shalem, Gesher Achayim, Kinyan Taira, shall bring the Zohar, which states that during the first year, the soul knows of its own suffering and cannot be bothered with suffering of others for other people to come and pray for their needs. This custom of being particular not to visit the gravesite during the first year is likewise recorded in Igros Kodesh of the Rebbe in Volume 9, page 301. Others, however, as we stated, are not particular in this matter and visit the gravesite any time within the 12 months. This especially applies to Givrei Tzadikim. Practically, as the Rebbe concludes in Igros Kodesh, if there is no set custom in one's community, there is room to be lenient, especially in the months of Elul and Tishrei. Nonetheless, one who is particular in this matter may nevertheless visit the grave of another relative in the same cemetery, even if they are buried near each other. In such a case, he is to stand a distance from the grave of the relative who passed away within the year. So writes the Rebbe in Igros Kodesh, Volume 4, page 173. All the above applies, with exception to the Akamas Matseva. The date that's decided for the Matseva to be put up, relatives can come visit the gravesite for the Akamas Matseva ceremony, even within the first year, even if it is not on the Shleishim or on the 7th or 8th day. So let's now discuss the custom of visiting the cemetery at the end of the 12th month. So this custom is first recorded in the Mechaber Yeredeia, chapter 344, Halacha 20, based on the Torah of Haigain, that a Chacham and Tzaddik who passed away, some are accustomed to visit their cemetery at the end of the 12th month of mourning, which is the last day of the 12th month. The Prisha writes that the reason behind doing so is because afterwards the soul of the deceased is elevated to heaven and does not come back down. So it's like wishing a farewell to the neshama. Practically, many are accustomed today to follow this custom, which originally started only for tzaddikim and chachamim, and they do it for all relatives, to visit the kever of the deceased and the last day of the 12th month of mourning. In this regard, we follow 12 months from the time of death, and not from the time of burial, which ends up that by a non-leap year, this day falls out the day before the yahrzeit. However, in a leap year, it falls out 1 month before the yahrzeit. According to this, in a non-leap year, due to the custom to also visit the grave on the day of the yahrzeit, at the conclusion of the first year, one should visit the grave twice, one day after the other, or by a leap year, 1 month after the other, once at the end of the 12 months and again on the yahrzeit. Due to, however, the difficulty involved in doing so and visiting the cemetery twice in such close approximation, the widespread custom is not to visit the cemetery at all on the last day of the 12th month, and to only visit the cemetery on the day of the yahrzeit. So concludes the Aruch HaShulchan that this custom of visiting at the end of the 12th month is no longer practiced today. So writes at Tzitz Eliezer that today the custom in Yerushalayim is to only go on the day of the yahrzeit, the day after. However, if for whatever reason it's difficult to visit on the day of the yahrzeit, then one can choose simply to visit on the last day of the 12th month in its stead. So to summarize, it's customary to visit the grave at the end of the 12th month, which is the last day of the 12th month since the time of death. Although being it's difficult for people to visit twice, also by then and also by the yahrzeit, which by a non-leap year is a day later, therefore they can choose one of those dates to visit, rather than visit by both dates. If one is unable to visit neither by the day of the yahrzeit or at the end of the 12th month, which is the day before the yahrzeit, then visiting within 3 days before or after the yahrzeit also contains significance, if he is able to visit then. In the event that a child who lost a father or mother, Rachmana Litzlan, is getting married within that year, then they should try to visit the burial grounds, the kever of that parent who passed away, in order to invite them to the wedding. This doesn't only apply during the first year, but applies any time a yasam who doesn't have a father or mother alive, even if he gets married many years after the passing away, he should try to either personally visit the kever in order to invite them to the wedding or send an emissary to do so for him.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.